believe it was. K4WFA, how are you today, Larry? This is Steve on this end. I am mobiling it up through Boiling Springs on Highway 9.
Steve, yeah, hope you're doing okay. Just headed home to hopefully get some supper and see what I got to do around the house.
Doing about the same thing, and I'm headed to the house to enjoy a true southern dinner. A southern po' boy dinner. I've got, my wife's got soup, beans, cornbread, a little slice of onion, and some fresh sliced tomatoes. And I think she's, I'm not sure, but I think she's going to have me some fried squash.
Well, don't get any better after that, does it?
I'm telling you. You know, a lot of these folks go out and they get these big fine meals and they pay $100 and $150 for a meal. And, yeah, that's good. That's good. But I tell you what, I'd take this over that any day.
You know, my wife's grandmother, we used to go eat with her. She passed away now, but in the mid-90s, we'd go over and eat with her, and that woman could cook some food old-fashioned style. We'd go over there Sunday after church. Instead of a meat and three vegetables, she'd have three meats and about eight vegetables.
See, now there she was just trying to show off for you. You must have been real good to her for her to cook for you like that.
And with, you know, did a little painting, and she had a water pipe break and stuff like that. And I redid her TV antenna one time and, you know, just help her out with things around the house.
What you mean? I miss my mother-in-law. She was really a good one. She lived in a little assisted living place up in Tryon, North Carolina, near St. Luke's Hospital. You know, one of those little apartment complexes, and they come by and check on them and cook for them. And, you know, other than that, she was independent. But I traveled with my job, and every time I come back down the mountain, I'd call her up and say, hey, sweetheart, do you need anything? She said, yeah, just come by and see me. I would.
That's good, but my mother's approaching, I don't know how soon, but she's approaching that age. I don't know what we're going to do with her. She's not making good decisions, but she don't want anybody to help her either. So my two younger brothers and I, we're just trying to figure out what to do next.
I know what you mean. And that can be awfully hard. But, you know, you got to be real patient and, you know, just think about it from your shoes. You know, she wants to maintain a certain level of independence, and you really can't blame her for that.
She's had sort of a little incidents with her car, and nothing really. Well, one time about 3 years ago, she totaled the car. She hit somebody in the back, and nobody got hurt, but my youngest brother has got the best idea. The house next to him is vacant, and he wants her to sell her house and move in next to him and see his wife's a nurse. So he's got a great plan. They can take care of her, but she does not want to do that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, it's something you're going to have to use a lot of good patience with, a lot of love and good patience. And just remember, we'll hit that area or that time of life, you know, before we know it. So, well, in the meantime, I'm just about to hit the house, so I enjoyed the ride along here for a few minutes. And I hope your supper's going to be good as mine. So, you have a good evening there, Larry, and I enjoyed the contact. So, KN4VWA, I'll be clear after you final there, bud. 73.
KN4VWA, I hope I got that right anyway. Yeah, I hope you have a good evening as well, and take care, and I'm not far from the house myself, so we'll chat with you later. KC4SKD.
From 2 Tango Mobile.
How you doing, Rusty? KC4SKD here.
Well, hello there, my friend. I guess I'm doing pretty good. I'm on my way to barbershop rehearsal, so, you know, digging it down in the grass instead of up at the roots, you know?
So you headed to barbershop quartet practice. A friend of mine, Hardy, I don't know if you know him or not, his call is N4MNN. He's in a band. He plays a baritone, but they're off for the summer.
Now, we've got the guy that's the director for our chorus. He plays in a band around, too. So, I mean, he just came back from spending a week in New Orleans down there going to Harmony University for Director's College down there. So, learning some more good techniques for directing our chorus, that type of thing. So, yeah, it's, you know, some people take the summer off and just like my handbell choir. We're not doing any handbells for the summer at church.
Anyway, I got distracted here for a minute. I had been playing the organ at church, but we changed churches and they don't have an organ where we're going now, so I'm not quite sure what to do. I thought maybe I might try talking them to get an organ so I could go back to playing again.
Well, you could do that, or, you know, play piano, or, you know, learn to sing, or play, get a handbell, start a handbell choir, all kinds of things that you could do, and everything. So, yeah, our choir, we're our church choir, we're not rehearsing during the summer. 31st of this month, we have our first rehearsal of the fall. We'll have a dinner at church and gather up and look at new music, our Christmas music for the new year, and some other new pieces we're going to be doing and things like that. So we'll have a chance to sit down and all get back together other than just on Sunday morning. So anyway, boy, I'll tell you what, there's over here, one of the farms over here by me has planted in an area where they usually plant some of their strawberries every year. It's got a big old garden set up with pumpkin vines for their pumpkin patch this year.
That was interesting. But anyway, well, I hate to cut it short, Rusty, but I'm almost in the driveway, so I'll go ahead and sign with you before I get near the house, because the repeater gets real scratchy. But I hope you have a good evening, and we'll talk with you later. KC4SKD.
We'll catch you later. Yeah. Rehearsal, we have go someplace afterwards and have a set-out session where we can sing and eat. Talk to you later. KC4SKD, W2T Mobile. W2T Mobile. Or W2T.